Friday, 14 December 2007. As Adam Wyndham finally turned the corner, Tony returned to the group of SEALs standing on the sidewalk in front of FBI agent Jules Cassidy's South End, Boston home. No one said a word. Dan Gilman and Bill Silverman were both staring at the ground, Gilman kicking at a chunk of ice that probably wouldn't melt until spring. Jay Lopez's head was down, too. He was checking his cell phone for text messages. And even Izzy Zanella was uncharacteristically mute, seemingly fascinated by the headlights of the passing traffic. Tony broke the silence, clearing his throat. "So," he said, and it was weird because his heart wasn't pounding. In fact, he was almost unnaturally calm. It was twice as weird because after years of trying to second-guess the exact right time and place to come out to his teammates, he hadn't hesitated tonight. He'd just done it, following Adam down the street like a 13-year-old with a crush, while some of his closest friends in Team 16 watched. And whatever the fallout was going to be, truth was, he didn't particularly give a shit. And wasn't that bizarre, since he'd literally sweated over the idea of being forcibly discharged from this job that he loved. He cleared his throat again. "That probably cleared up a few mysteries for you, huh, guys?" Zanella was the first to look up, but the taller man didn't hold Tony's gaze for more than a few seconds. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. "I didn't see a thing." "Me neither," Jay said, shutting his phone. "I didn't see a fucking thing." He turned abruptly, heading back toward the house, and it was crazy. Tony could count on his fingers the times he'd heard Jay drop the F-bomb. Usually it only happened when a serious firefight was going on. It was twice as crazy because Gilman and Silverman were stunned too, looking after Jay as he opened the gate, as if his use of profanity was more shocking to them than the news that Tony was gay. Probably gay. They were playing this as if they didn't know for sure, despite the fact that they'd just watched him hit on Adam freaking Wyndham.